Oh, it's Thursday, and that means it's From My Perspective Day. As you are listening to the Mixed Vibe Media From My Perspective podcast, I'm your boy, Dion. No got a hat today, but I'm with my co-host, Captain Hater, Q. I'm sure he's gonna be hating on something today, so we're gonna get there. But
You
let's let him introduce himself to the world.
know, why I gotta be a hater? What am I gonna hate on today? I ain't got nothing to hate on. But you already know the bastard's your boy, Mr. Bell. AKA, can't say your name up on this pod. Might not with you tomorrow, you know what I mean?
You've all right.
I ain't got a.
You know why you a hater, because you was hating last week. You're
I
gonna
had
be
a
hating on
reason.
somebody today, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna be hating on somebody next week.
I'm sure I will. Listen, you got some confidence points
Oh, what for
calculated?
me?
Because I don't really. I mean, I was wrong.
Yeah, you was wrong.
I mean, it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
I
I
mean,
didn't
if you
care.
if, drum roll, please. The score was me 17, you 10.
That's crazy.
You
I feel cheap.
really messed up on the
I feel
picking and
cheap.
rock. On the picking and rock really messed you up.
Yeah, that killed me. Whoa, that killed me. But I just thought it was guaranteed.
But I mean, you weren't wrong about everything.
Feel like it. I'm down by 7.
Your prediction with Jay, you didn't predict her to do much, but you did predict her to show up. You predicted her to win,
Thought she was gonna win.
but she didn't win. But she did have an incredible performance. And the Women's Royal Rumble as a whole was a great match. It was better than the men's from my perspective.
Okay. It ain't just from yours. It ain't just
Niggas.
yours. By far, it was the best match. When I say by far, it was the Women's Royal Rumble was like a, I don't want to say a 10, so I say a 9. Compared to everything else on the card, it was like a 7.
True, true. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and the other stuff was besides the men's Royal Rumble, the Roman winning. Look, I will say the Logan Paul Kevin Owens match, that ending was very unique. I really like that ending,
Okay, so
different. Never seen it, but I knew Logan Paul was gonna win. Well, I felt like he was. I really did. We knew Roman Reigns was gonna win. The
that
men's
was
Royal
crazy.
Rumble was good. It just wasn't hitting. It wasn't hitting like the women's. The women's had some surprises. Jade came in, did her thing. Jordynne Grace, the TNA's knockout champion, she came in and did her thing. We had that little R-Truth moment in there, which was a little silly moment, fun. Had a and then Bayley becoming the Iron Woman. Had Naomi coming back. You just had a lot of stuff jam packed in that women's Royal Rumble. But Becky, not Becky, Bayley ended up winning. She came in third, went the whole way, just beat out Naomi for being in there the most longest. Naomi came technically was in there second, so just beat her out for the longest in the Royal Rumble. But Bayley won. There's some iffiness of who she's gonna pick, but she's probably gonna pick Io.
I was gonna say, is it some infinite?
The product they want you to believe there's some iffiness. Everybody else knows it's more than likely gonna be Io.
Here's the thing though, right? Honestly, I feel like she shouldn't be pick EO because everybody knows it's coming. The storyline already wrote itself, you get what I'm saying? But I think she should pick Rhea. But I know she ain't gonna pick Rhea. So let's look at this storyline as it's gonna play out there. Since we know she ain't gonna pick Rhea, she's gonna pick Io. My question boils now to is, all right, who's going with Bayley? You know Asuka and Kairi, they not going with Bayley, they're gonna stick with Io. So what's Dakota gonna do?
She's gonna stick with Io and the Kabuki Warriors. It's gonna be
So
Bayley by itself. What people was hoping, which doesn't look like it's going to happen,
it ain't happening.
if
It's
you
not.
read the dirt sheets and all that, people's hoping for Mercedes Moné, aka Sasha Banks, to come back.
She's not.
Word on the street, she's locked into AEW. That's what word on the street says.
I was gonna say, all the words on the street see is she already signed that deal.
Yeah, that's
They
what
just
word on the
waiting.
street is. They just waiting to debut
Which
her.
is, if you WWE, how you let that happen? They said it was over money. I don't care what the dollar sign was. You had to get that done.
Yeah.
You couldn't let her go to AEW. You needed to get that one done.
I feel like WWE is probably felt, well, they are. I still think they're better, the better option at AEW. Word on the street is Mercedes, her price tag is very, very high. And I felt like when WWE was like, nah, we don't know, she's like, all right, bet. I'm just go ahead and slide over to AEW. She probably really wanted to go to WWE, but they probably tested her gangster
And then
coming
she
back
had
with a
got
lower
to play.
number. You can't. You test a gangster like, oh, I probably didn't want to go there, but now I got to. Now you testing my gangster, hit me with a low ball number. So that's probably what happened. That's just me speculating.
Okay, cool. So how does the story line play out? Because then if they jump, they all jumping on Bailey. Who? Somebody got to come defend Bailey. Who's gonna come defend Bailey?
Ain't nobody. My next option will be Charlotte, but she done. She's out with a ACL, so she's not going to be doing it.
She's out for months. Are you going with Bianca? That's the
They
problem. You
they
gotta.
still got beef. You got they've got too much beef for them to just get back together, or just be friends out of nowhere. So I don't know.
So here's my next thing. So you let's again we gotta play this out. You're looking at this WrestleMania card. Who gonna bring in more tickets? Is Bayley and Asuka gonna bring in tickets? Or Bianca and Asuka gonna bring in more tickets?
You mean EO, Bailey and
I
EO?
mean, I said Oscar, my bad. EO. I said I caught Oscar. My
EO? Yeah, I don't. Bailey and EO don't move the needle for me. Bailey, I like her. She deserves a good moment after what she did during the pandemic. But Bailey and EO, they not big time. What's going on over there in Raw with Rhea? She big time. She could wrestle a broomstick, and it's a
was
big
gonna
deal.
say, she bringing the storyline herself, and then I don't know if I want to see Bailey go back to being a babyface. So unless you make an EO the baby face, Bailey is. I know she did the hug gimmick, blah blah blah. Bailey as a heel is dominant, like is incredible. You get what I'm saying? I don't know if I want to see her and Drew McIntyre. When the baby face roles they play is cool, but when they do that heel stuff, ah yeah, man, they top tier. Both of them is top tier. So I would rather see Bailey still be the heel. I think Dakota gotta go. With Bayley, because does she really fit what the Kabuki Warriors and I was gonna call her Asuka again. EO, hey, I ain't gonna, man, it's a square spot. I say it on another spot about Asuka. Let's say it on another spot.
But anyways,
What we do here.
she doesn't, she really doesn't, but we don't even know when she did get her knee brace off, so we'll see when she'll get back in the ring to actually do some stuff. Right now, she's just been out there. Obviously, she ain't been taking no bumps because she's had an ACL, but she got her knee brace off. She should be back soon.
They said around WrestleMania, we get to that time. And they said Bayley gonna pick on Friday. Don't they need to drag this out a little bit longer?
Oh, they definitely need to drag it out. You see what they did with, I mean, with Cody, it was a little bit of different circumstance. They had to drag it out due to some injuries.
I was gonna say we can talk about.
But we'll get there in just a second. But I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't know what's gonna happen with either of the women's champion. Rhea, some people saying it's gonna be Jade versus Bianca in a singles match. Some people just say they're gonna team up together to fight somebody. I don't know what these who's gonna fight for these titles. I know it looks like it'll probably be Rhea versus Becky. That's probably the best option. Io and Bailey, but Rhea and Becky, that's the money. That's the money one of the two.
I won't. So true. I want Bailey to get her shine at WrestleMania because I feel like the other four horsewomen, she the one that sometimes get forgotten about because you look at Mercedes, and then you look at and then they push Charlotte and Becky to the moon. Even though sometimes I'll be questioning how much Charlotte really deserves to get pushed to the moon. I feel like once Charlotte, if Charlotte goes gets injured. She comes back and already in the title picture. She ain't even wrestle nobody. She automatically get a title shot. I think as sometimes I think that makes me not like Charlotte, even though it's not her fault. That's the booking's fault. So I want Bailey to get her shine. I just don't know if her EO is the moment. You get what I'm saying? Like if it's going the magnitude that she deserves personally. I didn't really think about Jade and Bianca teaming up. My problem is because I think Jade is probably gonna come in as a heel. I mean, I know the fans love her, but she was a heel in AEW.
There was money with it too.
Yeah, so it did Bianca's money for them right now as being a babyface. They love her.
And she got a little show with her husband going on. She ain't going
Yeah.
anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, because the rumors was they was thinking about turning her heel, but she too positive.
Yeah, I mean, she was a pretty good heel back at NXT. One of them super conceited heels. We'll see. But when the women's title is a lot more confusing. The men's world title is
Hold on, hold on. Before we get to that. So, if not Bianca and Jade, who the women's tag team's got to be on the card? So who?
that's probably gonna be they're probably gonna do a multi-woman one with Chelsea Piper, Katana Chance and Kaden Carter. Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark, they're probably gonna do a multi-woman match for that. I can see.
Okay.
They like to get people on the card with them multi-women matches, especially for the tag titles.
Okay. Because then Elimination Chamber is the next. Elimination Chamber is the next one. So I'm thinking it's got to be Nia versus Rhea.
That's what's going. Yeah, Rhea, that might main event because Rhea's from Australia. That's her home.
Yeah, I think it's got to be. Unless they put Elimination Chamber women's in
Yeah.
there. I mean, that would be dope. Oh,
It's
yeah.
gonna be a women's elimination chamber match. I don't know what for. Could be for the tag titles, but I don't know because they did do a men's tag title elimination chamber a while back ago. Don't think they're gonna do it for this one. It's gonna be a men's one. Apparently, the men's is probably gonna be the number one contender for Seth Rollins' title. We'll see what women's one's for.
I was gonna say because they gotta build it. Cause then it's like cause Cody and Bailey got a big pool, so they could do the Elimination Chambers before, you know what I'm saying, to pick the opposite opponents. But yeah, I just was wondering who the women's tag team would be, but you're right, it's probably multiple women. But you can go ahead.
So yeah. Women's title is a little bit more bogged up. Men's title, at least Roman's title, we know what that is. That's gonna be Roman. I mean, it's gonna be Roman versus Cody. We know what that is.
Do we?
We know it's Roman Cody.
Do we?
Who else gonna be?
Okay, so hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. Because of the injuries, I think Cody gotta go for Seth because who's the other headliner that's gonna go with Seth?
Drew McIntyre. Did you watch Monday, right? You watched Monday.
Come on, bro. I love what Drew is doing.
He is single-handedly taking your Captain Hayter title. He
Okay.
is Captain Hayter of 2024 right now. You are in second place. You got some hating to do to catch up with Drew McIntyre.
No, I don't. You ain't listen to these other pods. The way I went into Nicki Minaj. But I think Cody gotta go against Seth. I think The Rock gotta come back versus Roman. You gotta move the needle. Which I normally don't like these outside people coming in to get title matches. But that being said, it's WrestleMania. You gotta move the needle. Cause personally, if CM Punk was healthy, then I would like CM Punk versus Seth. I feel like that's gonna headline. Boom, go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Then Cody and Roman, boom, go crazy. Even though it kind of is like finish the story. It kind of is kind of like, come on, bro. Is there?
Did you see the WWE 2K24 trailer?
Nah, not yet.
Watch the trailer, but when you watch the trailer, you realize, oh,
It's Cody. Well, I seen the Cody.
Cody winning that
Cody's on the
title.
cover.
Cody,
Cody.
when you watch the trailer, oh, Cody winning that title. Because it's Cody, man. Cody winning that title.
I think Cody should win the other title. That's all I'm saying. Because here's my problem. Cody's on Raw. Cody then moves to SmackDown. He got to defend that title. Raw needs people. They just signed this big old deal with Netflix. Unless they plan to write Roman off, then I can see it.
I mean, my assumption, my perspective, or whatever, I felt like as soon as Roman loses that title, he's gonna be gone for a while, at least 3, 4, 5, 6 months.
Oh man, I'm thinking. Honestly, yeah, you're probably right. Especially if Cody wins, he probably won't come back to. Well, no, he gotta get his rematch, and then he lose.
He'll probably come back SummerSlam, the monthly, the build leading up to SummerSlam.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel it. All right, cool. Now I don't know. So okay, so Drew McIntyre versus Cody. I mean, Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins.
That's what I got. That's what I got. And what I assume, if Drew signs an extension, he wins. If he doesn't sign an extension, he loses. Because apparently Drew's contract is up like
He
right
ain't
after
signed.
WrestleMania. So
Yeah, he ain't signed neither. Okay,
he
so what we doing about
is
Damian
missing.
Priest? Priest.
Well, before CM Punk's injury, what I wanted to see, I felt like Drew needed to take that briefcase off of him. And the winner of the CM Punk Seth, he just comes out and cashes it in on one of them at WrestleMania. Now, I don't know what you do. Like, he's been doing decent work, but I don't think he's world champion. He doesn't feel like a world champion to me.
I disagree.
And I don't know. And Money in Bank is coming back up in like June, so he's got to do something with that Money in Bank. He can't have it forever.
I think so. Do I think he's like Seth Rollins? Well, Seth Rollins is, I think Seth Rollins is a good example. Seth Rollins had a title private for like 6 months now.
Yep.
Do I think he's like a, do I think he's a 4 or 5 pay-per-view champion? No, talking about Drew, not Drew Max,
Here, Damien.
Pierce, Damian Pierce. But do I think he's like a 1 or 2 pay-per-view champion? Yeah, he's like a
Transition.
transitional champion. You put the belt on him till you get to the next story. So
That's
yeah, I feel like he's world champion level. Hell, I think Finn Balor's world champion
different.
level.
Definitely, Finn Balor is definitely world champion level.
I think you know if he cashes in at WrestleMania, it'll be off him before way before SummerSlam. You know what I'm saying? It'll be off before SummerSlam, but yeah. I
Yeah,
think
so I mean, he can still. I feel like somebody's gonna catch. They gonna do the Seth Rollins, not all Seth Rollins, but as soon as the match ends at WrestleMania, you know, somebody gonna just cash in on either Drew, Seth, or Cody. You ain't catching Roman. I don't care what happens. Roman wins that title back again. He retains. You're not cashing in on Roman. It's
I
just.
think it was too predictable. That's probably my problem with the Royal Rumble in general. Everything in that match, only thing that was not predictable was the ending between the Kevin Owens and the Logan Paul match.
No.
The ending wasn't predictable. The ending wasn't predictable, but the winner was. How we got to the end goal wasn't predictable, but the end goal, the ending was predictable. We knew Roman was gonna win. We knew Logan Paul was gonna win. You knew Cody was gonna win the men's,
Oh
and
yeah.
you knew Bayley. You even okay? Maybe not no, but sure it was a strong possibility because they've been planting the seed for months of her versus Io, damage control beef. So you knew that was coming. So all this was predictable from my perspective.
I
All
mean,
this
it
was predictable.
was pretty. I just didn't. I mean, you thought The Rock was gonna come. Speaking of The Rock.
Thought they
I think that should be a WrestleMania 41 Rock Roman. I don't even think The Rock's ready for a WrestleMania caliber 1-on-1 match. I don't know if he's in shape, but that's from my perspective. So that's what I'm gonna go with.
was because it was all of the so he had named to the chairman or the board of directors or whatever it was for TKO, but the UFC WWE parent company. Then you know he got the he got not wrestling his the
Name.
X UFL, not XFL now, but UFL.
Oh yeah, big time
He
in Spring League.
it gets promotion around April. You know that's when they, you know they in their mid season. He could come in and promote it, wear a UFL shirt, whatever, blah blah blah. It's getting promotion for the company. So that's why I thought he was coming back when he was when I said that.
So, I mean, WWE is getting pretty predictable. But Elimination Chamber is coming up. We will be doing another PLE confidence points. Again, shout out to Steven Larson, the podcast that I didn't steal it, but borrowed that concept from. Shout out to them. We'll be
It's
doing
okay.
the.
It's okay to say you stole, dog. It's okay.
I stole it from them, but again, shout out to Steven Larson, their podcast, Gordon and Raw. Go ahead, give them a listen. They talk nothing but good old wrestling, all of it, AEW, NXT, TNA, in between. But let's go ahead and move on from the predetermined stuff, because sometimes it's getting predictable. Let's go to this non-predictable stuff, like these all-star reserves getting released. Some of it was predictable, some of it wasn't. But what's going on? Why is Trae Young don't get no love, man?
Okay, so let's go through the East real quick. The reserves. You got Bam from Maine, Paolo Banchero. I pronounce that right, from Orlando. Jaylen
Really?
Brown from Boston. Jalen Brunson from New York, the Knicks. Tyrese Maxey from Philly. Donovan Mitchell from Cleveland. Julius Randle from New York. Well, let's look at it like this. Julius is hurt, and so is Embiid. So they're gonna have to find replacements for both of them. I'm thinking one of them is gonna be Porzingis. But you think Trae Lush should have been an all-star over Jalen Brunson?
Not Jay, I can't say he was.
Okay.
Jalen Brunson probably should have started.
Over Dame, true. All
Yeah.
right. Do you think Trae Young should have been a starter over Donovan Mitchell?
You can't leave Donovan out. I would rather leave Trae Young over Donovan out if we have.
Okay, cool. Real quick, Jaylen Brown for Boston.
I would have left Jalen Brown off for Trae.
You obviously got the number one record by far. You got to put a second one on there.
So you think just because of that,
You
Taylor?
got to. You got to. And then it wasn't going to be Derrick White, even though I know a bunch of people was rooting for Derrick White. It wasn't going to be Derrick White.
There wasn't enough spaces for him.
Porzingis was the one for me, but I think, like I said, he's gonna get in because of the reserve situation. But he missed some games, so you had to go with Jaylen Brown. You had to. So he wasn't getting over none of them. And this Tyrese Maxey been balling.
Yeah,
And
can't wish
look
him.
at Atlanta's ranking. Look at their record. You know what I'm saying? They're ranking in the Eastern Conference. All of these teams is better. So I don't think Trae Young. I personally don't think Trae Young was a snub. I don't think it's a snub in the East, personally.
So let's go to the West then. What's
Is
tell.
that, I would be in the East? Is that all you got is Trae? Is that the only one?
That's the only one. Who you got? Somebody you think was a snub? Because that was my first thought.
No, I don't think. Fast. Nah, I think that was it. Yeah, that's it. My snub's in the West.
Who's your snub?
All right,
Who?
let me give you the West reserves. It's Devin Booker, go to Phoenix, Steph Curry, Golden State, Anthony Davis, Los Angeles Lakers, Anthony Edwards, Minnesota, Paul George, the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers, Karl-Anthony Towns, Minnesota. Okay. Do you got any snubs? I'm just gonna go ahead and go. Because I'm just gonna go. Personally, and from my perspective, in my opinion. I don't know which one you get, but De'Aaron Fox or Sabonis should have been an all-star. One of them should have been an all-star. I ain't saying both of them. I ain't saying which one, but one of them should have been an all-star. Because it ain't like Sacramento. Sacramento was balling last year, and they like they fell off the cliff. They still in the same range they was last year. I ain't none of them all-star. Neither one of them all-star. But you could put no disrespect. Steph's balling, putting up crazy numbers.
Team's trash.
They 12.
But they wouldn't leave. They definitely wasn't leaving Steph off. There was no.
I mean, that's
They
cool.
could go 0-82. They were not leaving Steph off.
Okay, cool. But the team's 12 in the West.
They're not leaving Steph off. You pick somebody else. They not leaving him off.
Okay, cool. Then the easy one, no disrespect, it's Karl-Anthony Towns. But he's a big, so you need the big. So that means he would have replaced Sabonis.
Yep.
It the I get it. Steph Curry, I love Steph Curry as much as the next person. They 12th in the West, though. on, bro. They 12 in the West. It's either him or Karl Anthony Towns. But I get they, it's an all-star game. They won't sell tickets. So cool. Karl Anthony Towns got to get the booth. And I'm taking some bonus. Do you got any subs and snubs in the West?
Well, I didn't really have any problems. I honestly didn't even, because when I read it, and this is probably the reason why the Sacramento Kings they didn't get anybody. Sacramento, even though they did have a good year last year, they're still known as the ugly stepchild of the NBA. A lot of people has ever since after the Chris Webber days and when they got taken out by the Lakers back in the early 2000s, people have forgotten about the Sacramento Kings. They're the ugly stepchild. They're, well, you think
Shaq called them the Queens. Shaq called them the Queens, the Sacramento Queens, where
like
he's disrespectful. And that's what they've been ever since.
they've been nothing since that early 2000s, since last year. So that's, they probably still got that stigma on them, like how some people see the Cleveland Browns. It's some people that see the Detroit Lions still like they're still the ugly still like they're just they still look like that team you see on their schedule. Oh, that's an easy dub. They're not your father's Sacramento Kings. Like they're actually a pretty good team. I mean, there was a time that they talked about moving them from Sacramento. So that's how people look at it. That's probably why they didn't get the. They probably if they was if De'Aaron Fox was on a different team, I think he probably could have got it. Not Sacramento.
All right, let me play a quick experiment with you, because if I want to hate on anything, if I want to be kept to hate on anything for real today, is the NBA All-Star Game is a show, right? But if you look at the NBA roster, even though 12 people suit up, there's 15 people on the roster. Honestly, 17, because in fact you got two-way dudes. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's leave it at 15. It the All-Star Game should have 15 players. It should be a three additional players on here. So my question to you is, pick three from the East and then pick three from the West. Who are you picking?
Well, obviously, I guess to pick Trae Young.
I knew you was gonna pick Trey. So, but who's the other two?
Oh, I gotta think about the other two.
See, you know,
I mean, off the top of my head, this is not thinking about numbers. This is thinking about games that I've seen and some people's games that I like. This is definitely a little bit biased with just people that I like. Trae Young is more so numbers and what I've seen. These next two guys is definitely just games that I like. I do like Bridges. I think he's a pretty good player. I don't know his exact numbers, but there's times I've looked watched him play, he's done some good things.
I don't know about Bridges, but go ahead. Anybody else?
Yeah,
You ain't got nobody?
I ain't got nobody else off the top of my head though.
So in the West, who would you, if you had anybody in the West?
I mean, you said the
Two of
main,
them.
you said Fox is a bonus. Now the other one is would you want to put a rookie in there?
Yeah, I would put Chet in there. That was gonna be my three. Was
Yeah, I
gonna
mean,
be Maz was gonna be for the West,
that's what I was.
it was gonna be Chet and then the two from Sacramento. If not, maybe get one from the Pelicans. And then but then the question is, do anybody from the Pelicans really deserve it? Only person would be is Ingram. And then like he's not really all-star level. Maybe Jamal Murray, because he still ain't been an all-star.
Now you haven't been hurt.
Yeah, so I would go with Chet. My third one would be Chet. In the East is a little tougher. So I'm for sure gonna go Trey. Personally, I'm gonna go Miles Turner, and then I go Porzingis.
I was thinking about Miles Turner.
Personally, but because I ain't gonna put four dudes from Boston on
I
there. You
was
know what I
definitely
mean?
thinking about Miles Turner. I was like, I didn't know his numbers off the top of my head. So I was thinking about Mr. Turner. But on NBA All-Star, it's so tricky. Like with NFL Pro Bowl is I've lost respect for the NFL Pro Bowl a little bit because think like 2 years ago or a year or two ago when Lamar Jackson's backup made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, the Pro Bowl, just it is what it is. I don't even take it serious.
I can't even take it serious no more. Like, honestly, it doesn't. I put more weight on the NFL Top 100 that they put out every year before the season starts than I do the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, obviously NFL happened last week. The Detroit Lions choked it away. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens forgot that they was a running team. That's pretty much what happened. You'll get our full synopsis on what we think about the 49ers versus Patrick Mahomes. Spoiler alert, I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes. So what else is on the docket here for the From Our Perspective podcast since we're gonna wait till next week for the NFL? Well, anything on your mind, Mr. Hater, that you want to go ahead and give you a nice rant about? Your Pacers lost today.
No, that's it. I'm good.
The Bucks is 0-2 since Doc Rivers has started coaching.
I ain't got nothing to rant about. Maybe next week.
Stink, but they did beat the Celtics not too long ago. So, I mean, like 30 minutes ago. Nothing to hate about.
Not
Tennessee
this.
Titans.
Not this week. I get them next week.
But Captain Hayden says he's going to get them next week. He's going to try to steal his crown from Drew McIntyre. He's got some work to do. But Drew McIntyre has been hating like crazy on CM Punk. He said he prayed for it. But I pray that everyone has a great, wonderful day, great, wonderful weekend. That's it from the From Our Perspective podcast on this quick recap Thursday. Next week, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. And I can't wait. I'm going to be licking up watching the Super Bowl. So take us home, Q.
You got another message, your boy, Mr. Bell, aka. Can't say your name up on the spot. Might not F with you tomorrow. We're gonna catch y'all on the next one.